$14 million in federal grants for expanded DNA testing, specifically for inmates claiming innocence, has been sitting in Washington for 4 years. Now, exonerees from around the country are demanding that the Department of Justice start disseminating it. The Bloodsworth grants are named after a death row inmate cleared of murder charges through DNA tests in 1993. Wisconsin Innocence Project co-director Keith Findlay says initially the Department of Justice made the grant guidelines so stringent that no agency in the country could qualify for them.
And only three organizations throughout the country were able to get in their applications, and all three of them were rejected. So although Congress has allocated $5 million a year for this, not a penny has been dispersed.
Findlay says a new bill passed this year is supposed to have fixed some of the problems with the original grant terms. He says he's hopeful that once the grant applications are sent out, that both the Innocence Project and the State Crime Lab will be able to apply.
The money can go jointly. Keep in mind that Wisconsin statutes direct that post-conviction DNA testing that might prove innocence is to be given a priority in the crime laboratory, and of course we have a backlog.
This week, Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont will ask the U.S. Attorney General why it's taken so long to get this money to the organizations and crime labs that can use it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.